This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the WIP Morning Show.
You're not Joe DeCamera.
I know I'm not Joe DeCamera, but I'm filling in here for just 1 minute. We're going to get back to McGurk's in Royersford. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Devin Caney, the whole gang. We're going to get back to them in just a little bit while we iron out some technical difficulties. We're going to go back to yesterday's afternoon show when Joe DeCamera, the Hammer, was on with Ike, Spike, and Fritz to iron out all of the rule discrepancies for this highly anticipated Game 5 basketball match, one-on-one, Joe versus Jack. So let's take a listen. Yesterday's afternoon show, Joe DeCamera on with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Joining the show in studio is morning show host Joe DeCamera and WIP brand manager Rod Lakin. Thank you both for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
What are you like, running like a courtroom?
What?
Yeah, like, thank you both for joining us today.
Well, look, I'm just trying to, I want to make sure we get all of the stuff on our list checked off.
We got a lot to do, Spike.
Yeah.
And just as a, for instance, I have a list here, which is nine, maybe 10 or 11 decisions.
Okay, I have seven.
I'm just saying, we got to work with some Pacers. We got a lot to get.
Yeah, well, and I've mentioned before, I'll never forget driving Joe DeCamera to go meet John Ritchie for the first time, and Joe got in the car with a legal pad full of questions. It was an hour and a half there, an hour and a half back. We didn't get through all the questions. So I'm not surprised that you have. So what we're trying to do is come up with the rules for Tuesday, which is more than the free throws. And I would like to table the free throw discussion for a little bit later.
I think we
can work through the easy ones first. So the first thing is are we're going to 11 by ones and twos? Is that what we're all assuming that we're doing here?
Well, I would put that further down in the discussion because it ties into the free throw thing.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Can I present the first? Can we get some really easy things out of the way?
Let's go.
All right, Jack, is out of bounds out of bounds? I say it should be.
What do you mean?
If the ball goes out of bounds.
Yes.
Does the ball go to the other person, whoever touched it? You know, the person that touched it last, the other guy gets the ball.
Yes.
I'm asking if there's out of bounds. Okay,
so you're going directly to Jack on all this.
Real quick. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. Spike represents me.
Well, there he goes. He is deferring to me.
Smart, Joe. It's a good strategy.
Well, you have somebody representing you with discussions with the radio station.
So Spike is out of bounds, out of bounds.
Yes, but here's the thing that I would like to bring up. We will have one referee who probably won't be able to see all of this. So if the referee says,
is he blind?
I stop. If the referee says, I could not see, I believe we need a possession arrow. Like they have in college basketball.
A possession arrow if there's
like
indecision.
A jump ball. Yes.
If the referee... Okay, that's fine. If the referee...
Unless you would prefer a jump ball.
Or, Jack, you and I do the honor system, but if you want a... if the ref cannot make a decision, then we can go to a possession.
Possession
error. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And I have one add-on to the out-of-bounds thing. Okay. Is the half-court line out-of-bounds? I would say it should be. So we have a half-court of action. If there's a long rebound, you know, it gets tipped back on a rebound. I would say the half-court line should be out of bounds.
I think that's fair.
We'll concede that. That can be something that you wanted that we conceded on.
Not a concession.
Are we running full-court presses?
All right, so yes on that and yes on out of bounds. Okay, next thing. Should we take it back to the three-point line or the foul line?
So I just want to say, this wraps into a different discussion. Mm-hmm. I assume we are saying yes to rebounds. Like, rebounds are live, correct?
So of course. Meaning what?
Shoot a ball.
Yep.
And you can go get that offensive rebound if you want.
Of course. The offensive player can get the rebound.
Okay. Yes. All right.
And the defensive player can get the rebound.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, I would say three-point line is where you should clear it. Okay. Now, from there, after it's cleared, do we want continuous play or do we want a check after the ball has been cleared?
Explain to me what you mean by cleared.
After you clear the ball past the three-point line.
Yes, and you take it back.
If it's off a miss, I would say not a
check.
Keep playing.
Absolutely fine.
Okay, so take it back to the three-point line.
Yep, and any point of the three-point line.
Checks off of made baskets, but not off of missed baskets.
Correct. Made baskets, out of bounds, fouls, there should be checks.
Okay.
Yes.
Good deal. All right, so we're good there. Okay. Next question. Again, I'm trying to get some of the low-hanging fruit here.
Yeah.
Make it, take it, or not?
That's the way you play one-on-one.
Which way?
Make it, take it.
Well, I've played it both ways through the years. So you say make it, take it.
Let's be honest. You haven't played very much one-on-one through the years.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. So did anyone come to your tweet yesterday?
Yeah, this weekend.
Yes. Yeah, when he said, let's run at Stone Harbor.
Tons of people, 96th Street. It was great.
Did you shoot free throws?
A little bit of free throws. All right, Jack, make it, take it, or not?
Make it, take it.
All right, so we will table that one as we move forward. I will tell you that I think not make it, take it is more entertaining for the audience. I think it would lengthen the game, and I think that it would give more variance to the audience.
So
I would advocate not having make it, take it, so it's a little bit of a longer game for the crowd that shows up.
The longer game is not happening during your show. It's happening during ours. And what I don't want is an 80-minute one-on-one game between these two guys, who by the way, are both going to be gassed 8 minutes into the game and not able to make a shot.
Not like we're getting Kobe versus Mike out here.
Rod, what are your initial thoughts on make it, take it?
Why is that more compelling?
Because it keeps Joe in the game. Let's be honest. Everything that Joe is arguing here keeps Joe in the game. So if the
fair point,
mommy talks for me too.
Well, it's the truth. We're on between 2 and 6.
Here we go.
So my point is our job here to give Joe the best shot of winning, or is our job to do a one-on-one basketball game to determine who is the better athlete? I don't want it to be forgotten that Joe challenged Jack. Joe said he could beat Jack in this physical challenge. So are we going to go through and put training wheels on every game so Joe has a chance to win? Or are we going to play a one-on-one game like grown men play, which is winner's outs? That was a hell of a filibuster.
I would advocate that it is not make it, take it. I think it's a better game for the audience if there's more variation. Anyway. We'll table that one because obviously we don't have an agreement
on that. That's two tables. No, that's one table.
It's the same topic. All right. Okay. Next one. Is there a shot clock? And if so, what is it set at?
No.
No.
Jack?
No.
What are you going to do? What's the case?
You
want it at 10? What's the case of the shot clock?
It's not a timed game. There's no... What goal? What is anyone accomplishing by holding the ball?
We're
going to
table that one as
well. What's the case for?
We're not tabling it. There's no
tabling everything. Yes.
Next question. And I'm not kidding. These are things that
matter.
These are things that matter.
Did you have a shot clock this weekend when you played one-on-one?
Well, listen, this is a different kind of game. Next question, and I'm not kidding. Who supplies the basketball? So it can be my basketball, his basketball, or the referee's basketball. Who supplies the basketball? Or we split it.
I'd say
half the game with one ball, half the game with the other.
Lakin supplies the basketball.
We'll provide a basketball.
You will supply the basketball, Rod. Rod Lakin.
Hold on. Rod, where are you getting the ball from?
Yeah.
I didn't know this was going to be a thing.
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing.
We need a worn indoor ball.
Exactly. Nobody likes to play with a brand new ball.
Yeah, you don't want something slippery. You don't want something that's been left out in the rain. Like, they got to be good, solid indoor basketball.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if we got an air pump, I got one at home.
I'll tell you what. I will ask. I bet the Blue Coats will give us a basketball if we ask him for a worn indoor basketball.
Yeah. That doesn't have rain on it.
Yeah.
Jack, do you agree to that? Rod supplies the basketball?
Yes.
Okay. All right, next question. I'm with that as well. Next question. Is there a halftime, and if so, how long does it last?
Halftime?
I'm asking.
We do a break schedule.
Well, yeah, I was thinking more like commentary, like that you know, whoever's on the air, you guys are talking about.
How about,
you know, like a 2-minute, 3-minute break, halftime.
Okay.
Is there a halftime? How about this? Each player gets one timeout, and each timeout is 3 minutes long.
I think that's fine. I was going to get to that topic next, but yeah, that's fine. So that instead of a halftime.
The only thing with halftime is we may need to take a break on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
So there may be.
Take them early in the hour?
What's that?
Load them up early in the hour. Keep that clear.
Again,
man.
This is my ratings, not yours.
By the way, you're so lucky. I'm giving you the freaking game. I'm giving you this.
You guys
get Philly out to do baseball games.
Lucky.
I mean, my God.
You're lucky.
This is a travesty how much you guys are being given in this whole freaking thing
from a rating standpoint. Unbelievable. People have actually heard of you now that this has happened.
Lake and Newby needed help. All right, fine.
We do have a break, so that'll have to be the halftime.
So one timeout, 3 minutes. Each person gets to call one if you choose, but no halftime.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There could be a break that we need to take, and you will get a break at that point.
Okay, Jack, are you good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want a halftime?
There is no halftime, man.
Okay.
No halftime, but one 3-minute break. Okay.
But if we're coming up to the 48 break, we have to take the 48 break.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And that's called building suspense.
Yes.
All right, next. Jackson's jokey joke mode. I'm not. Next.
I know.
Take it back to the foul off of a miss. Does the defensive player take it back to the foul line or the 3-point shot?
We already said
that. I'm sorry. I get my notes wrong.
3-point line.
My fault. Off of an air ball, if it's the first shot in the possession, does the defender have to take it back or can you go right up?
No, you got
to
hit the rim.
You got to hit the rim or the backboard.
Meaning you can take it straight up or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Defender, backboard counts. Backboard and rim. Backboard and rim.
We used to play, you had to hit the rim.
Okay,
I'm okay if it's rim.
I don't want to argue whether it hit.
It gets a little funky.
Well, that's why the official is there.
So what you guys are saying, to be clear, is if either of us shoot an air ball and the other player gets it, you can go straight up without taking it back.
Yes.
Jack, do you like that?
Yes.
All right, now explain to me which one, rim and backboard.
Rim and backboard both count. Net does not.
Yes.
Rim and backboard.
Both count as hitting something.
So air ball and net are the same thing.
Yes.
Okay. So air ball and net, you can go straight up.
Yep.
How many pages is that, by the way?
3 pages. Air ball and net.
I'm telling you, man.
Go straight up. Okay. Jack, you're good with that?
Uh-huh.
I'm good with
that
as well.
I don't know how this hire ever happened.
Okay. All right. Now, so we have two tabled, and now we get to the free throw portion. So tabled currently is make it, take it, or not, and is there a shot clock, and if so, what is it set at? All right.
All right.
Shot clock's not table. We're not doing a shot clock.
All right, so let's get to the free throw stuff.
Yeah.
So there's certain nuances to it, but of course the overarching question is, will there be free throws? So you guys say no, and I would say yes.
Well, I mean, I've never played a one-on-one game when there's free throws.
Nor have I.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Well, I've never played a one-on-one game with a referee, and we're going to have a ref who's going to call fouls as he should or she should.
Right.
So then the point is, what is the consequence for a foul?
That you get the ball again, and whoever is on offense gets the ball again.
So one of my arguments, I've been trying to make this for the last week, is I think it's fundamentally unfair for both Jack and I. If one of us has a, you know, let's say fairly open shot, but the other one, you know, drills us, rib shot, crack the arm.
Are you going to do that?
I might do anything I need to do to win the game. But look, there's the intentional and then there's the unintentional. The unintentional is the more likely scenario. That you have a pretty good luck, but the guy, you know, clips your elbow, and instead of a 4-foot shot you probably would have made, you miss it, the ref blows the whistle.
It's a foul!
And now you got to go all the way back. But there's no consequence.
Yes, but the consequence is you look like a loser to everyone who's watching the basketball game. Like, the reason, in any one-on-one game, the reason that you do not continually foul your opponent is because it is not in the spirit of competition.
No, because you can foul out.
And then, not in one-on-one.
Not in one-on-one.
What is the difference?
And it doesn't stop. All that does is incentivizes the other person to do the same thing. that nobody is. I'm not after. I don't think Jack is after. I don't think Ike is after some sort of wrestling match where nobody's hitting basketball.
I don't want to watch that. I want to watch Craig Elo and Jeff Hornacek play each other. That's what I want to do.
All right,
more like a booster tag.
Jack, what do you think? Should there be free throws?
I've never played a one-on-one game with free throws. I think if we can just be, gentlemen about this, and just play basketball.
And when you say there's no consequence, the consequence is you get the ball again.
Yeah, and you might have missed the shot anyway.
Well, I get that, but you might have made it. Rod, what do you think?
Yeah, but you might have missed it also.
Yeah, but there's also the bunnies that are, the two-footers, the four-footers. You're in the lane. You're going up. The guy hits you.
This is not a hack of Shaq. He's not about to tackle you.
What do you think, Rod? I'm serious. What do you think?
Well, two things. I would just assume, like Spike said, that, we're all sportsmen, and we're trying to have a good contest, so we wouldn't try to hack the game.
A good contest. What is this, 1945?
It's a good contest.
I have a suggestion here. What if we give the referee
Grantland Rice over here?
What if we give the referee the ability to say it like one more intentional foul and you lose?
Well, that's
really like the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
if it's egregious,
the unintentional. So, Rod, my point the whole time has been the unintentional. Like I've talked about the intentional to make a point, but my greater concern is. There is a unintentional foul, and it's not fair to the guy who's shooting the shot and otherwise might have made it.
Sure.
What does that mean? If it's unintentional, meaning it wasn't done purposely. He's trying to play defense on you, and if he happens to foul you, my goodness, it's not a federal offense. You get the foul call and take the ball back.
But in real basketball, you get two shots.
Yeah, but we're not playing a game in the NBA or in college. So here's the thing. Just because you shoot the ball, there's no guarantee you're going to make it. So him fouling you, even if he nicks your elbow, is actually doing you a favor more likely. Now you get the ball again.
Here's the other thing, too, because I've been accused of being on Joe's side by Spike.
Well, you did come in here with me.
And to be clear, I'm not Team Joe. I'm not Team Jack. I'm people.
Okay. Team content. So
I want to put on a good show for everybody, and I just don't think if we do free throws it would be a good show.
Well,
they're not. You care about the people in the crowd. They don't want to watch you. You have your whole event. By the way, you have a whole event once a year where everybody gets to see that Joe can shoot free throws. Congratulations, you have that event. That's not what this event is.
And by the way, our guy isn't planning on doing any of this. So you're actually talking
about
yourself.
But he's going to foul me. I'm going to pump fake, and he's going to land on me. Now my shot from 6 feet is going nowhere because I got a freaking 6'2" guy coming down on my head. Now, how fun is that? Is that good for the crowd?
Oh, could be.
Yeah, could be.
How about, fair point.
How about, here's another thing. I could say, you could say something like, if somebody commits 10 personal fouls, they're disqualified.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone wants this thing to end with a foul out. We talked about the morning show today.
No, I don't want
to. You can't have it end with a foul out.
But it could be getting back to the NFC Championship game thing. It could be if there's consecutive fouls that are deemed to be egregious, we take away a point. So you go back.
Okay, there you go.
If there are consecutive fouls that are deemed to be egregious, well, now you're getting into intentional, unintentional. I mean,
but that's what the official is there for.
Yeah, but a guy can.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Take that.
Hold on. Either we are going to entrust the official to make the right call, and we
abide. Don't even have an official right now.
I'm working on it, too. I'm very close.
Okay.
I'm working
on it. Okay. Guy better have integrity, Spike.
I could officiate this thing if you want me to. Neither one of you would be going to the foul line ever.
Yeah.
We play prison rules. Prison ball.
Yeah.
Hold on. Why is it prison ball with me?
Yes, Mike.
Well, look, Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal I'm willing to make.
In fairness, I said prison ball, too. So, yes.
This is the part where I got to leave.
Yeah. I'll put this on the table as a deal I'm willing to make. No free throws for it's not make it, take it.
You'll be playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
I'm asking you the question.
I'm sorry.
No, you're joking, I respect it.
That was the training day. I'm locked in, man.
But one-on-one is make it, take it.
It's not always make it, take it.
It is.
It's not always make it, take it.
It is, unless you're playing with an eight-year-old.
Absolutely not.
It absolutely is. Watch any one-on-one game on the internet, and it is make it, take it. I watch one-on-one all the time on friggin' TikTok, and it is make it, take it.
First off, you got to get a life.
Are you telling that to me?
Yeah. Who the hell watches TikTok one-on-one games?
Mr. Batlin watched the West Wing.
Unless it was the Kobe Stackhouse game from 95. Wow. No interest. All right, Rod, what do you think?
I don't think you've expanded on your argument about not doing make it, take it.
I just think it'll be better for the audience.
But what does that mean?
Both players get the ball. You know, it goes back and forth. If one guy's got a run going, it's not something that quick end. It's a little bit more of a, to use a Jeffrey Lurie term, voluminous game. I think it'd be a more fun game.
This is training.
If it's not make it, take it.
It's training.
I've played tons of one-on-one games through the years. Sometimes it's make it, take it. Sometimes it's not.
I would
say no make it, take it for no free throws. I'll go there.
How about free throws after eight fouls or something?
Well, I mean, then we're going back to that. If you want to reopen the free throw thing, we can. But I just put an offer on the table. So no free throws for no make it, take it. You can take the deal or not. If you don't take it, we reopen the whole free throw thing.
Well, the free throw thing is not happening.
And make it, take it. That, it's got to be make it, take it.
It does not have to be make it, take it. There's plenty of games that aren't make it, take it.
If I take 10 straight calls and ask them.
I don't care what 10 straight callers. You know what happens in the NBA? Guy scores, other team gets the ball. This is not insanity.
Yes, this is not the NBA. It is a one-on-one game.
Far from the NBA.
It is a one-on-one game.
I put an offer on the table.
You don't get the ability to put an offer on the table.
I did. All right. I put the offer on the table. Jack, do you want the deal? I'm taking free throws out. It's not make it, take it. Your call, Jack.
No. Can we just play basketball? Okay. Why can't we just play basketball to 11? Ones and twos.
We need to have structure.
We don't need to have structure.
I assumed it was make it, take it, just to be clear.
I mean,
every game I've ever played a one-on-one.
Many games aren't. Ike, what do you think? What breaks the logjam here? Because I'll open up the whole free throw thing. I'll talk about and-ones, talk about after five fouls, you go into the line for two or one-on-one. We can go back to that whole thing. I'll shut the whole thing down or not.
This is unbelievable, man.
Listen, I mean, I'm being a good faith negotiator.
You're not.
Because most of the negotiations.
You make it, you take it. Yeah. It's one-on-one basketball, Joe.
You're not being a good negotiator. You're creating a scenario that never has happened.
Yeah, you're creating.
I played a game of one-on-one last week, it wasn't make it, take it.
Dude, you asked if there should be a shot clock.
Right.
That question alone should frame this entire discussion. You said you wanted a one-on-one. You guys agreed to a one-on-one game. One-on-one games are make it, take it, and there are no free throws in one-on-one games. I don't know what to tell you.
Look, I'll give you no shot clock and no make it, take it for no free throws.
How much does Fritz care about make it, take it?
No, Fritz should care about make it, take it, in my opinion.
Why?
Because he's better than you.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know what to tell you.
I guess we'll find out Tuesday. Jack, I'm giving you, I think, a pretty good offer. You can take it, or we can just reopen the whole thing.
He's going to cave.
Well, I haven't said are we still talking about this?
Yeah.
I don't care. Whatever.
Do not take make it.
Oh, boy.
Is this going to be the sticking point,
Rod? It's such a better game it's not make it, take it. It's a better game.
No, it isn't a better game. You have a better chance of
both
winning.
Both teams get it, you know, and the audience gets to see it, and both teams have to
stop. It's not the real spirit of one-on-one basketball.
It's the spirit of this game called basketball.
I would propose free throws after five fouls.
I mean, we can reopen that if you want. I mean, it's...
How about forgetting about reopening it?
Well, is it a one-on-one or is it two shots? And then is it the game to 22 instead of 11?
I would make it...
Well, we'd have to do 22.
I would make it 22 instead of 11 with twos and threes with one free throw shot.
Okay, so now you're saying fouls. Now you're saying free throws after five fouls.
One shot.
That's a counter.
One shot. Well, hold on a second. It can't be if it's a two. No, you can't do that because if the possession is a 2 or 3 point possession, you can't screw
sure
the guy.
Sure, you can do whatever. We're making up the rules.
There is no three pointers.
No, yeah. he just said if we go to 22, it's twos and threes instead of ones and twos.
Instead of ones and twos.
Like my point is, you can't say it's you only get
it's
to get
the same thing.
One
I know
point.
What
you can't get only 1 point in a possession if you get fouled. You have to have the chance to get two. That's not right.
A shooting foul.
Well, shooting foul obviously would be two, but what if it's on the floor
not
after five?
No,
on the floor fouls.
You don't. You said after five fouls, you get a free throw.
On a shooting foul.
You said five shooting fouls.
No, well, fouls. Five fouls, period.
He's saying five fouls, period.
But
five
there would only period. Be shots after a shooting.
You're not
foul.
Getting foul shots on a shooting.
On a non-shooting?
You shoot the ball.
Well, we got to discuss that, too. Look, I gave you an offer. No make it, take it, and the whole thing's settled. I don't know why it's so complicated.
Nope.
Okay. Well, then it's not settled.
Okay.
He's not going to let any of this go.
Ron, this is obviously why we brought you in.
The number one sticking point for him is he wants to eliminate the make it, take it.
No, I know.
The other stuff are just negotiating tactics to throw in there to make him feel like he's giving
up
something.
My number one thing is I thought there should be free throws.
You don't want to lose 11-0.
That's nonsense.
You don't want to lose 11-0.
That's not why you 11-0, but no one's going to lose 11-0. Rod,
well, you could.
Rod, as the arbiter
of
this
thing. Got the white mama in there, man. That's Brian Scalabrini.
Rod, on behalf of the radio station, do you want to take the offer I presented? Which I think, honestly, is very, very fair.
Do I want to take it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, there's some kind of, you know.
I would propose, like an arbitration, we both submit what we believe should be the rules in this context, and you pick one of the two.
Well, that's what we're doing right now.
No, it's not. Like, I am saying we both submit written
request of
make it, take it, and fouls. We submit a written thing to Rod. Rod makes a rule.
How about we flip a coin?
No. And you guys can let me know what the decision is.
Listen.
I don't really care.
Then the free throws. Listen, then Jack, be a man and step up and talk for yourself.
Because
stop
I don't
being
care.
A man.
Because I'll win regardless. So whatever rules you want, you can try to, and then Rod can make the final decision.
Spike, your guy's saying he'll do it.
No, he didn't.
No,
he
I'm
said
not.
Rod can make the final decision. And if you want to talk, if you want to talk about being a man, every time you've won, you guys have taken 2 weeks burying that guy on your show, which is not manly and is not good sportsmanship.
My callers have said that. I've been very humble.
You've been
hammer.
A horrible sport.
Hammer.
All you have to do is watch the golf to see what a horrible sport
There's
you are.
There's a reason I kept giving the score.
This is going in a bad direction.
You know
why don't you submit your proposals and I'll make a decision?
Or we can leave it to the people.
The people will be on our side because we're, you know.
That's nonsense.
You don't want a Twitter poll?
Listen, Rod, I do not agree.
Involve the people. Put up a Twitter poll.
No, I'm not agreeing to that either. Listen, Rod, we're going to have to figure this out. But I will tell you this. We can say on the shot clock, no, that's fine. So I'll go to no shot clock.
The only things we haven't
decided. I'm
going to
tell you
decided.
Next year.
So we have two points.
Next year when I decide to do this, I'm smashing everybody that I play against. I'm just letting you know. Well, I don't need all these rules and all this other nonsense.
One last thing.
We're getting it taken care of next year.
One last thing. For first possession, are we flipping a coin?
Flip a coin.
Yeah, that's easy.
All right. Flip a coin.
All right, you don't want to jump ball.
No, we'll flip a coin. So we have two outstanding issues. Is it make it, take it? Yep. And then if we open up free throws, all of it. Are there and-ones? Are there one-on-ones? Is it two shots after how many penalties?
Why would you get two shots when we're going by ones?
Because we might be going by twos up to 22 if we involve free throws.
If you involve free throws.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to be clear, as we wrap this segment up, you guys do not want to take the very generous offer I gave you? I mean, honestly, this we can have the whole. Can't we just settle something a week in advance? We can have the whole thing settled.
No, listen,
we didn't know we were running until the day.
I
got to
be honest with you. I give you a lot of credit for the day.
Oh, for this sham.
Yeah, this is just some of your best work right here.
Yeah, total sham. A total
this is some
sham.
Some of your best work.
Making
I'm
something
actually
out of
impressed
nothing.
With this.
I got nothing yes. but love for you,
and
man.
And the sportsmanship.
I'm actually impressed with this
I
today.
I just want everyone who is listening
nonsense.
To this, yeah, understand what poor sportsmanship we have out
poor
of the morning
sportsmanship.
Show.
I come in
poor
here in good faith.
Poor sportsmanship. Poor sportsmanship.
Jack, one more time. You don't want to take. I mean, sounds like you want to take the deal, Jack.
I don't want to take the deal.
When are our rules due by, and when is the decision coming?
I mean,
Rod,
we're in a day or two.
Yeah, Rod's going to make the decision Monday night.
Rod, you're going to have a longer game without make you take it. It's a better game.
Well, I don't.
And these guys are all afraid I'm going to get run into the ground. I'm giving you a longer game. I'm the guy that's got no endurance.
No.
Okay. Well, then let's find out. You guys are so freaking soft.
No, you're the, are you serious?
Now he's challenging manhood.
My God. Are you the way that you ran? How'd you feel after running, Joe?
Horrible. Yeah, I got shin splints now from that ridiculous freaking track.
You were walking.
Shin splints.
I do. Both shins.
I'm walking.
Both shins.
Get it to me.
I'm not kidding.
Get it to me by Thursday, and then I'll make a decision.
Thursday,
and then
end of day.
Yeah,
and end of day.
The weekend you can plot out all your stuff.
All right.
Yeah, so we have to give
Thanks
you a written,
in,
written.
How
thing.
Long have you been thinking about this?
A week at least. Yeah, a while. I mean, I drilled down all my notes in the
yes.
last hour, but I mean, I've had a list for a long time.
Disgraceful.
Incredible.
Just a disgraceful.
I will just know this.
Yeah,
I'm going to kick his ass on Tuesday.
Okay,
and you can take that to the bank.
Okay. I'm so scared.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I think you're barely going to get a shot.
You guys told me I wasn't going to win anything. We're 2-2, and I told you I'd win in five. And I stand by it.
Okay.
And I'll prove it on Tuesday.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, as long as...
Got stones. I like it.
Well, no. As long as we get training camp. As long as we get training wheels rules. Training wheels, right? Free throws and shot clocks.
I told you I'm going to win. I told you from the jump.
All right. There it is.
Oh, buddy.
That was yesterday. John, what do you make of it?
Oh, man. I can't believe you... brought what I believe is a very sensible offer forth, and
I thought
now
so.
I think Spike is just blindly denying
John,
it without really
with
thinking about
I totally, it.
It felt
like he wasn't trying to compromise. He was just coming in being like, whatever you say, I'm not doing it.
I thought it was trench warfare, World War I. I thought we were in France in World War I.
Dude,
in the trenches.
He wouldn't even give on anything. Like he wouldn't even like acknowledge that
but
you were
to be
offering
fair,
something.
I think maybe you frustrated him to the point where he can't see. He's agitated so much so that he's rage blinded.
Devin, was it
by
a fair
your
offer?
Actions.
I thought it was a fair offer. Is it fair?
I don't know. Is my microphone on?
Is Devin's mic on?
No.
Let's get that
mic on.
On.
Hear
there it is.
There we go. It's because we're
you
playing.
You switch mics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Musical microphones here. I was distracted by the fact that I was trying to count the number of times I heard make it, take it. I think it was like above 200.
That's funny. I was trying to count the
segment.
Amount of times Jack spoke, and I think it was three.
That segment felt like it was an hour long, and there was no resolution. Like, I still feel just as unsure as I did.
Well, we got a lot. We're down to two issues.
The most telling moment by far in the whole thing was Jack said, I don't care. Do whatever you want. I don't care. And Spike's like, no,
exactly.
You do care. Like, that's the whole thing right there.
Yeah. No. All right. So, look, you can react to that. Obviously, the Eagles thing, everything going on. Season starts tomorrow. It's the rally at Royersford.
Joe, can I just say
the broadcast
one thing?
At McGurk's. Yes, please go ahead, Ray.
I had dental surgery 2 weeks ago. And listening to Spike was more painful than that.
Well said.
Thank you. A hand for Rhea Hughes. Right? Was that not great? Correct.
Amen, Rhea. Amen.
Royersford goes wild.
Yes.
All right, we're at the Royersford and McGurk's. The entire broadcast presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Back with more calls, your reaction to that, preview of the Eagles, times yours, and more on 94WIP.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.